In Pashpa Leischa, we learned yesterday, we had a Pasha of Pesach Sheni. And Misha, someone that did not bring Pesach Rishon, he was Tamei B'derech HaChayka, or an Ainus or a Shagig, he's Mechuyah to bring a Pesach Sheni in Yudangadi. Pesach Rishon is Yudangadi. Listen, and if he missed it for one of these reasons, then he brings it in Yudangadi. The Zman of the Pesach Sheni in the day, what time of the day do you bring it, is the same time of the day that you bring the Pesach Rishon, which is Bein HaBoyim, in the afternoon. Now the Gemara says that Bein HaBoyim means, doesn't mean Chatzois, it means when it's Nikah that it's after Chatzois, when it's Nikah that the Chama is Maschil Lintos L'Mayrev, the Chama, the sun, is starting to lean towards the Mayrev, and that would be a half hour after Chatzois. By Chatzois itself, that's what they call in English high noon, the sun is directly overhead, and even a few minutes afterwards, you can't really tell. It looks also like it's straight ahead, but when it's Bein HaBoyim and it's starting to lean towards Mayer, that's a Chatzi Shor, a half hour after Chatzai, 6.5 hours from when the day starts. That's the Zman of Pesach Rishon, and that's the Zman also of Pesach Sheni. We find a very interesting halach in the Zman of the Korban Pesach. It's different than every other Korban. By every other Korban, there's a halach that you don't bring a korban after the korban tamish of Bein HaBoyim. Every day they brought two tamidim in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a korban tamish of Shachar in the morning, and there was a korban tamish of Bein HaBoyim in the afternoon. And there's a halacha, there's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's called the mitzvah Hashlama. It's learned out the Gemara in Pesachim, Daftan Test, and Zaf, and the pasuk says Alech Chelvei Hashlamim. It literally means on it the chedav of the Shlamim. But the Gemara Dashin is Alech Hashlam. That the Kabban Tumage has a mitzvah Hashlama. It completes the day's Kabbanis. That no Kabbanis come before the Kabban Tumage of Shachar, and no Kabban comes after the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim. It's always the last Kabban of the day. So even though you could bring the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim a half hour after Chatzais, so Berach 12:30 in the afternoon, they used to push it off and bring it later to make sure they brought all the Kabbanis of the day. They brought all the Kabbanis Tzibur, all the Kabbanis Yechidim, anybody brought up when they were pretty sure that all the Kabbanis that they were brought, then they brought the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim, because bad, so you could do it a whole day until Shkiyas HaChama. So again, no other Kabban comes after the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim, except for the Kabban Pesach. The Kabban Pesach, but Dafka, was brought after the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim. And the reason is, because by the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim, the Torah says the time is Bein HaBoyim in the afternoon. But by the Kabban Pesach, the Torah says it's brought be'erev u'bein HaBoyim. There's two pasukim. One pasuk says it's brought bein HaBoyim, similar to the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim. And there's another pasuk says be'erev. Be'erev means in the evening. It doesn't mean at night. It means closer to the evening. And Chazal Dashin, Yuchadav Shneimer by be'erev bein HaBoyim, Yidav Shneimer by bein HaBoyim. It's brought later something which is the Kabban Pesach that says the lashon of be'erev bein HaBoyim later than something that just has been a bayim of Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim. So on Erev Pesach, normally they would push off the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim as late as they could, being all the other Kabbanis beforehand. On Erev Pesach, the Mishnah says in Tamei Nishchat, in the fifth parak of Pesachim, that they actually brought the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim a little bit early, because they wanted to start bringing the Kabban Pesach after that. And they had to start bringing the Kabban Pesach after the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim until Shki, and they had Gans Pai, so everyone had to bring. And so the Kabban Pesach was brought after. Tosfos in Yuma, the Chavtes and Beis, is Mesupik about the Pesach Sheni. Is the Kabban Pesach Sheni, is that also brought after the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim, or was that brought before? Because if you look at the Torah, and this week said in Baal Yisra, it says the Kabban Pesach Sheni just says Bein HaBoyim. It doesn't say Be'erev. So if the whole Lima that the Kabban Pesach is always brought after the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim is because the Torah says Be'erev Bein HaBoyim, so that's only by Pesach Rishon. Pesach Sheni doesn't say Be'erev, it just says Bein HaBoyim. So maybe the Pesach Sheni, we go back to the Algemein Halacha. You mean that's Kasha and Tosis doesn't say this Chilak? I don't think Tosis means that right. There's a Mishnah says Ein Bein, says all the Chiluk, and between the Pesach Rishon doesn't say this. I hear what you're asking. But Tosis and Maisis Mesupik, and he blibes Sechin. If the Pesach Sheni also comes after, and what's the tzad? It should come after Tumage of Bein HaBoyim. The tzad Tosfos says is we will learn it out from Pesach Rishon. Maybe we learn out Pesach Sheni from Pesach Rishon. Just like Pesach Rishon comes after the Kabban Tumage of Bein HaBoyim, Pesach Sheni also seems to be the same thing. It will come afterwards. But Tosfos summarizes the Mesupik. The Milchus Chinuch, the Mitzvah Shempei Yisarav, he calls the Shain according to the tzad of Tosfos that the Pesach Sheni Taka comes before the Tumage of Bein HaBoyim. that you don't bring it after the Pesach Sheni Sagat Tiffin. You don't have the din of Yuchad of Hashem Oyveh Rebbein Aboyim, Midav Hashem Rebbein Aboyim by Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni really would come before the Kavan Tamash Rebbein Aboyim. What would be the halacha if somebody came after, they came late? There's Pesach Sheni, they came late, and they were already makir the Kavan Tamash Rebbein Aboyim. Would be bring the Kavan Pesach Sheni anyway. It would be over this Asay of Hashlama. So Tosis says that if he was Chayav Karis, the Rambam paskens that if a person was an Einus or a Shagig, and Pesach Rishon, right, so if it was an Einus or a Shagig and Pesach Rishon, then he's Mechuyav to be Pesach Sheni. If he doesn't mean the Pesach Sheni, he's Chayav Karis then. So Zok the Mechasuch is another Pasha that we would be over the Asay of Hashlama, because we would say an Asay Sheish Bekaris is Deich an Asay Sheim Bekaris. We would tell the Kohen that in the scene, if he doesn't bring his Pesach Sheni, he's over an Asay Sheish Bekaris. Not bringing the Kohen Pesach is one of the two mitzvahs in the Torah that are meaning that Yechayav Karis. And to be over the mitzvah of Hashlama is just a regular mitzvah say. And even though we have the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Tavdam Amalalach, Inoimim Lodom Chatei B'Shul Shizka Chavecha, we don't tell one year to do an Aveira to save another year from doing an Aveira. But Tosis says over there that that's only if the other year was Pesheya. If the other year was Pesheya and you want to save him, for the Gemara says over there by Radiyah Sapas, a Yid put some dough in the oven and it's going to bake, and we want to tell somebody else to do the Aveira pulling it out, which is Mochav Abonon even, of Radiyah Sapas. Pulling it out, we don't tell him it's his problem. He did it. He was pesheya. We don't tell you to do neveir. It's pesheshes chavecha. But over here, where a person was not pesheya, so Tosfos says we do tell someone to be over neveir kala to save him from neveir chamura. So this would be a double pasha zokum chesrinat that we would bring the kavan pesach sheni after the tamach rabbein abayim, even if we hold that that's not supposed to be brought afterwards. And Be'emes, the Gemara says something similar in Pesach Nafin Tespin Agiyah Mechusi Kippurim. The Gemara doesn't talk about someone coming late, but Pesach Sheni, the Gemara talks about Mechusi Kippurim. Interesting that a person on regular Pesach, on regular Erev Pesach, where for sure you bring the Korban Pesach after the Tumah Shabbat Abayim, what if Mechusi Kippurim comes? So Mechusi Kippurim means like a Metzayr or a Zav, that part of his Seder Taira, at the end he has to bring Kabbanos, he has to bring a Kabban Chattas, Kabban Oshem, before he could bring Kachem, before he could eat Kachem. So this year he came, you know, the Zman of Kabban Pesach Rishon, after Chatzais, and he wants to bring his Kabban Pesach, but first he has to bring his Mechus HaGipurim, first he has to bring his Chattas and his Oshem. And now it's already after the Tumah Shabbat Abayim. So that thing Moses says, Beferish, you help them. You bring his, normally anybody else, you tell him, come tomorrow. Come before the Tumah Shabbat Abayim because of the Mitzvah of Hashlama. But this year, today, to let him bring his Kavan Pesach, we tell the Kohen to be over the Asay of Hashlama and bring his Mechus HaKippurim afterwards. So it's like Mechus HaKippurim, the same thing would be on Pesach Sheni.
Why is it better to do that? What's the good Pesach to do tomorrow also?
Well, he wants to eat his Kavan Pesach that night.
Only in this case, it's Pesach.
Right. You don't understand that, right? That's what the Gemara says, right? Oh. So, but this is all b'negiyah, a person who was an Einus or a Shoigig on Pesach Rishon. So when came Pesach Sheni, he's chay, if he doesn't mean Pesach Sheni, he's chay of Karis. But the person was Tomei or Derech HaChoyka on Pesach Rishon, the Rambam Sheet is, and a lot of Rishon Paskin, it's a Cheshva in the Gemara, that if someone was Tomei or Derech HaChoyka on Pesach Rishon, then even though he's supposed to be in Pesach Sheni, but if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, he's not chay of Karis. There's no chiv karis if you don't bring Pesach Sheni. So for him, it would be a regular assay. He just says Mr. Seid bring a Pesach Sheni. So what about if you hold like this side of Tosis and Yuma, that Pesach Sheni is supposed to be before the Tumah Shabbat Abayim? You have Mr. Seid to bring it before Tumah Shabbat Abayim. But this year came after the Tumah Shabbat Abayim with his Pesach Sheni, and he's not chayv karis because he was Tumah Derech HaChoyka Rishon. Do we bring his Pesach Sheni after Tumah Shabbat Abayim? So what's the shayla? So the shayla is, the chakir is, maybe it's still called an asay sheish by karis, even though there's no karis over here, but by etzem, this is a mitzvah asay, which is shayach to karis, so maybe you say that still this asay is definitely another asay. If it wouldn't be for an asay sheish by karis, it would just be two equal mitzvah asays, then we would say that shebal tas odaf. Okay, we would say if you have an asay not to bring any carbon after Tumah Shabbat Abayim, you have a mitzvah asay to bring a Pesach Sheni, if everything's equal, then we say Shevel Tasa, don't do anything. But over here, maybe it's called an Aseh Sheshbekara. So what's the Chakir? So I'm thinking that the Chakir is, in this klal, which is also a famous sugi in Yivam, that Aseh Sheshbekara is Doicha and Aseh Sheshbekara. Is it the curse that's Doicha? Like the Indian from the curse itself is Doicha, the other Aseh, Bekum V'Aseh? And then we'll be only in a case where this Pesach Sheni is Chayev Karas. Like he was Oynos HaShoygeg in Parishan. But if he's a Tom Yoder HaChayev Parishan where there's no Karas, then it's not Deichad HaSei. Or do you say that any essay which has in the Pasha of it Karas, it's Shaykh to have Karas, it's a Simon that's more Choshe. A Simon, this essay is more Choshe than the next essay. And Memega, Pesach Sheni would be a more Choshe essay since it's in the Pasha itself. It has an Indian of Karas, maybe not over here, but does have an Indian of Karas. If the person was Einus Hashoygi, meaning that's Doicha, that's Eiv Hashlama.
Somebody was Tomei Pesach Rishon, and he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni.
According to Rambam, there's no Karas.
There's no
Karas. It's just a Mesesei, right? It's the meaning that's the Mechuskun Chakir. So if someone is...
Okay, Toysas, but let's say this. Toysas, that child that gets together, let's say this. Toysas,
you're right. It's a similar, you can show it to that, right? Right. Okay. Another din in Pesach Sheni is again someone that was Tomei v'derech Achayko Shoyge Goynis in Pesach Rishon. He brings in Pesach Sheni. The Torah says also he eats matzah mor Pesach Sheni. When he brings in Pesach Sheni, he has a mitzvah to eat matzah mor. You don't have to, we don't pass like Hillel that they have to kayuch besmiki the matzah mor either together with the Korban Pesach or before or after. There's no say that says namakib, but that night of Yudal at Iyah, the time of Pesach Sheni, they would eat the Korban Pesach Sheni and they would eat matzah mor. But there's a Klal Gemaros that one halacha does not apply to Pesach Sheni is the Issa Chametz. There's no Issa Chametz on Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni you can eat chametz. As a Menga, Zok the Minchas Chinuch. Since there's no Seder, you can eat the matzah mor, then you can even have some chametz, and then you can eat your Korban Pesach. You can even mix up in the same meal some bread. You can have mamash chametz. Because there's no din of it's a chametz on Pesach Sheni. The Milchus Chinuch says, you can even eat chametz together with the Korban Pesach, Sheni. Mamash make a sandwich. The only problem would be, that would be mevatel the tam. On the zalacha that when you have a dvar mitzvah, you mechiv to eat. If you eat a dvar reshus with it, the dvar reshus is mevatel the mitzvah. So you can have it in your mouth at the same time as you're eating, or mashal even matzah for us. When we eat matzah, people should be careful not to drink any wine with it. Sometimes, you know, they're trying to get it down, they take some wine, you can't really do that because the wine is reshus, and you should not take anything that's mevatel the tam of the mitzvah. So the same thing with the Korban Pesach Sheni, there's no Issa Chametz, but you cannot eat Chametz Mamash Basachas with it because that would be Mevatel Tam. But there's another halacha with the Pesach Sheni, besides the mitzvah of eating Gzayis, there's a halacha that you have to finish the whole Korban, it shouldn't be Noisa. It's like every Korban. Every Korban, the Mishpach has to try to finish, if they leave over to the next day, it's an Avera, and it's a Lavan that they're going to say, they have to burn it. But you're not supposed to leave over any Noisa, it's a Korban, so you have to eat it that night. After they finish eating the first kazayas, the rest of the Korban Pesach Sheni, they could eat with bread, the chametz gomah, the kamamash make a sandwich, because the whole halacha is just to finish it, you shouldn't leave any over. If you just have to eat it just to finish it, then there's no halacha, you cannot eat together with chametz. You know, there's a mitzvah, achin's kachim, I don't think we say on that, this halacha, that it's...
The worst is
you won't have a kima say. Yeah. It says L'moshcha by Yokobanis, you're supposed to eat Kederach Gedula, you're supposed to eat it maybe with mustard or anything you enjoy with it, so maybe that's all part of the mitzvah. But after the Zayis, the Mechassan says, you could even eat Pesach, can you imagine, you're taking Pesach Sheni with bread, with making sandwich, that's what you can do, called this Korban Pesach, which is Pesach Sheni, you could eat mamash with bread mamash. But the Mechassan brings down his famous Kashan Rashi. Rashi in Chumash says, by Pesach Sheni, Zogt Rashi, Pesach Sheni, Chometz u'matzah imei v'bayis. By Pesach Sheni, you could have Chometz and Matzah with him in the house. There's no Issa Chometz, Rashi says. V'ein Shom Yamtav, and there's no Yamtav. Pesach Sheni is Mutav v'malacha. You're not doing all the malachas. V'ein Issa Chometz and imei v'achilasa. And there's no Issa Chometz only with it while you're eating it. Rashi seems to say that there's an Issa Tit Chometz while you're eating the Korban Pesach. Why? He says he never found a mocker for this. There's no on Pesach Sheni. And the only thing he could think of is that you cannot eat chametz together with the Pesach Sheni, the first kazayis, is because you mabatel the tam. But for that, it wouldn't be Nisach Chametz, you wouldn't be allowed to eat potatoes either with it. You wouldn't be able to drink wine, you wouldn't be able to eat anything with it. Why does Rashi say, Ein Nisach Chametz, an imi b'achilosei? As a fact, Rashach in Aviezi, it's in his Agoyis and Mechaschinach, and it's more berichas in the Sefer of Aviezi, Madur HaMishor, Chaskom Pesach, Perkir Lochat Esvob, he brings down that Mechaschinach also stells in this Rashi, and Mechaschinach wants to say a chiddush, that Rashi Mestam holds, since there's a mitzvah say to eat matzah, mainly there's a lav of bom mechlal say to eat chametz. And the Torah gives a mitzvah say, we learn from that, a lav of bom mechlal say. The Torah says, mitzvah to eat matzah, what is matzah? The chetz of matzah is that's not chametz. If the Torah gave a mitzvah to eat matzah, that tells you there's a lav to eat chametz. What?
You can eat matzah and chametz,
well,
yeah.
Well, Shach is even better kashan, a bit kashan on this Meshach Chochma. Shach Tain is that even Meshach Chochma is not saying, even, Rashi says, Klod is no with the chametz on Pesach Sheni. Rashi is only saying, Imi Bachlasi, while you eat the Kohen Pesach. But Tain of Shach, if there be a mitzvah to eat matzah together with the Kohen Pesach, then you can say, it's Lava Bo Mechal say. You have to eat matzah with the Kohen Pesach, and it tells you don't eat chametz with the Kohen Pesach. But there's no halacha that you have to eat the matzah with the Kohen Pesach. The Rambam says, Klod, like we said before, the matzah and the Pesach could be eaten one after the other. You can eat the matzah first and the Pesach afterwards, you can eat the Pesach first and the matzah. There's no halacha to eat the matzah together with the Pesach. So how can you say it's a lav bo mechal say? So Shach was the time that the Chari Daf and Zogin, that's not the Taish and Rashi, you're pushing out reading the words right. When Rashi says, Ein is a chometz and I'm a bachle osay, really I'm a poshed is with Mechaschenach and the Mashachm understood. Ein is a chometz, elo, chutz, except why you eat the Kompesach. But Tanya Shach, that's not what it means. And Chari Rashi is saying, Ein is a chometz, no is a chometz, and I'm a bachle osay, you can have chometz with it while you eat it. You can have, and I'm a bachle osay is not meaning chutz, elo, you could have I'm a with it while you eat it. It's a famous Aviezi that's a Kaisha Sashashi and Chumash. Same to Kaisha. Okay, getting to this week's Pashlach, in the Pash of the Meraglin, Torah says, V'yikim Moshe and Hashem ben Nun Yeshua. Moshe ben changed his Talmud, Hashem ben Nun's name, to Yeshua. Rashi brings down from the Medrash, his bowel of Koy Yishiyach Mitzas Meraglin. Moshe ben changed his name as a Schus, and he gave him a Baruch, he davened for him, that the Ebesh, the Yud Kei, should save you from the Eitz of the Meraglin. Rashi says it's a Medrash Rabbah. It's also a little bit different Lashon, but it's also Gemara Sait that Lamed Aleph Beis. The Torah to me may yes push the kasha that if Moshe Rabbeinu knew what the Meraglin were going to do, and that's why he was davening for Yeshua, he shouldn't be nichshon it. Why would he send the Meraglin out to be Oivus Hashanaveya and to be machshel against Klal Yisrael and Bechias that night, and they begin and to be going Rachman son the whole Gezerah that they were in the midbar for 40 years, all because of that Aveir Chet Meraglin. If he knew beforehand he was davening for Yeshua, why would he send them out to do such an Aveir? The second kash is, why did he only daven for Yeshua? Why didn't he do the same tefillah for the other Meraglin, for other Nazim? So the Tetvim, he says it was a Shrei Pshat, you can see it inside. Himself says a Shrei Pshat, but I think the more Pashu Pshat is that Chayi Daf and Zog and Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what the Meraglin were going to do. This was, even though he davened here for Yeshua and he changed Yeshua's name, Chayi was begad the Mesnava Ben Yedei Mashal Mesnava. We find this by other places in Tanakh, Sigmar and Soita, if you're based on the base. Amor Navi, he has a Shtuk on the Vu, he doesn't even know himself what the Navu is. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Shtuk on the Vu to daven for Yeshua, Koy Yeshiacha, and he changed his name to Yeshua, but he himself did not know why. And even though the Lashon of the Medrash says he davened Koy Yeshiachem Yatzas Meraglin, Kim Zogin that the Medrash is saying Hashem Seifei, that's what he was davening for. Hashem Seifei, he was davening Hashem should save you, and the Medrash understood that it was from Yatzas Meraglin. But at the time, Mechir Moshe Rabbeinu did not know what he was davening for. There's another kasha. This is the Santa Tag Menusim Ben Zil on this pasuk. The Tag Menusim Ben Zil says V'chicham Moshe and V'nasnusei when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Anivus of Yeshua. That's when he called Hashem Banun Yeshua. The Targum Yosef Ben Zil calls it because of the Anivus of Yeshua. Something to do with the Anivus. What's the Sheikhas? What does the Anivus of Yeshua have to do with changing his name to Yeshua and giving him this bracha and this feeling of Koy Yeshiach, the Yeshua should save you? What does it do with Anivus? So the Sam Seifer and Teres Moshe, Sam Seifer HaTeir, wants to say, Pashup Shah, because Moshe Rabbeinu saw Yeshua was big honor, and Yeshua had who to learn Anivus from his Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Teres Moshe Beich, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Mikol Odom, and Yeshua learned this from Moshe Ma'olai, He saw Yeshua also at the Midah of Anivas. Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that he was a big honor and he'd be mevatel his das to the other miraglim. Whatever they say is good, you know. Geisa Anav doesn't argue, he just is mevatel his das to the other people. Therefore, he had to daven for him special, not to be nichshol and tzas miraglim. But then the Chassam Sofer says the second teretz, second pshat in this Targum. And Chari, the first teretz is very poshut. Because what does Anivas have to do with it? Because he's an honor, he thought he'd be mevatel his das miraglim. But then this is, the way we were saying before, this first test is not such a good teretz. This first test is only a teretz if Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there was going to be the Chet HaMeraglim. But the way we said before, Moshe Rabbeinu Mestam did not know, did not even think of the Chet HaMeraglim. So it's back shver. Why did he daven for Yeshua, especially because of Anivas? What does Anivas have to do with it? I think that's what was bothering some Sefer. And therefore he says a whole different teretz. Ganz different teretz. Half of the teretz. He says like this. So maybe it's another kasha. It's something that always bothered me, but it's not bothered everyone. In Gantz Chumash, in Gantz Tanakh, Yeshua Bin Nun's name is pronounced Bin, with a chirik under the base. It means, Bin Nun means Ben Nun, the son of Nun. But the only place in the Torah that we find the Shem Bin, Ben, is with a chirik. Ben is always with a segel. How come, why is it that by Yeshua Bin Nun, we always call him Yeshua Bin Nun, Bin with a chirik under the base? Why isn't it a segel? It means Ben, like everything else. Like every other place. So some Sefer brings down the Mepharshim, Sfarim Gedoshim says that they explain that there's Nun Shari Bina. In the Inyanim of Bina, of Chochma, there's 50 Sharm, and nobody reaches the Shah Nun. That Shah Nun is such a high madriga that no one has reached that Shah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu only reached Shah Mem Tes, and then Sfarim Gedoshim says he did touch upon Shah Nun. But Mixas, he reached a little bit the Madrega of Shannon, and one other person reached a little bit the Madrega of Shannon, that was Yeshua. Yeshua Ben Nun reached a little bit this Madrega of Shannon. And Al Shem that Yeshua also was the only other person to reach this highest Madrega of Bina, of Shannon, that's why he was called Yeshua Ben Nun. Bin Taka means the son of Nun. But as a remez that he had a special Madrega of Bina, of Chochma, he was called Bin. Bin is Moloshim Bina. That's why he's called Yeshua Ben Nun.
The Velt says, because they added on the
Yud,
to Yeshua.
Are you saying Kisiri?
The way to get the Shavuot.
Oh, very good, very good. That's the second teretz of the Chum Sefer. Chum Sefer brings down from the second teretz, he brings down from the Arizal. Kisvei Arizal. The Arizal says that there's a famous Yishami in Sanhedrin that where the Yud come from, Yeshua came from Sari Menu. The Yishami says, Tanar Rehoshia. By Sari Menu's name originally was Sarai. And they took off the Yud from Sarai and they changed it to Sara. But the Yud, Zakta Yishami, Tanar Paishia, Yud, Shinitomi, Menu Sara, the Yud that was taken away from Sari Menu, Ogmish Tateach of Neakashbroch of Yomah, came before the Banish Shalomon and said, Rebun Alamim, a Kasani min Sadekas as ice. You took me away from Sadekas. It came with a shtickle Katfia and Taina, that how could I lose my schus? I was always part of Sadekas' name. Amokashbroch, Tseyunchal. He used to be at the end of the tzedekas in the keva, and at the end of a name, you were the yud. I'm going to now put you in the shem of the zocha tzadik in the beginning of his name. That's where the yud came from. It came from Sarai. Of effect, the Arizal, he says, "Pshat Yishami is an infant Hashem Tamimah Medesled." The Torah is Tamimah doesn't change, and that Yud has to go somewhere. You can't just take off a Yud from the Torah from the name. Sorry, it has to go somewhere. It went on Yeshua. Of effect, the Kisir Rizal, where did the Shvo come from? Underneath the name Yeshua, it's also part of the Torah. In the Kudus, we have a Kree of Yehoshua. Underneath the Yud, there's a Shvo. There's two dots. Where did that come from? The Yud from Sarai had no Nikud. There was no Nikudus under the Yud of Sarai. So you want to put the Yud for Yeshua, but where do you get the extra two pintlach, the extra two dots for Yeshua? So Zokta Arizal, that's why he's called Yeshua Bin Nun. They took from the segel, which is three dots, three pintlach underneath the base, they took two of the pintlach and they gave it to the Yud for the beginning for Yeshua. That's why it's called Bin Nun, because we had to take away two dots to give it for the beginning of his name. Of the fact that some Sefer Kasha on this Kisvei Arizal, we find that Hashaya Ben Nun, even before he was called Yeshua, he was called Ben Nun. When the Torah calls him Hashaya Ben Nun, before he changed his name, he was already called Ben Nun. If the whole reason why it's Ben, a Chirik, and not a Segel, is because the two dots were used for Yeshua, so at that time, when he was still Hashaya, it should have been Hashaya Ben Nun. Why is the Kriba always Hashaya Ben Nun over there? So Zachar some Sefer, Muzman Zogin, that when he was Hashaya Ben Nun, the reason was like the other Mepharshim. He was called a Sheben Nun to be Ramaz on the Indian of Bina. Later, when it was changed to Yeshua, we have the Arizal's reason. That we use those two dots from Ben, and we made it into Bin, we use that for the Yud. It's a Ming, up to some Sefer. When he had the name Hashaya Bin Nun, it was in a way a bigger covet than Yeshua. Because when Hashaya Bin Nun, it was very clear, the reason why it was called Hashaya Bin Nun was for the Ma'ing of Bina. That he had this Madriga Bina, he had that covet. Later, when he was changed his name to Yeshua Bin Nun, it's Lav Dafka that the Bin is for Bina. Maybe the Bin is like the Rizal said. Because he needed the two dots for the name Yeshua. As a man, Moshe Rabbeinu was a little bit worried, how could I change his name to Yeshua? I'm taking away this covet from him. I'm taking away that the Indian of the Bin is Bina. As a man, that's what Tag Mirinsen Ben Aziel is saying. When he saw Zanibus, he knew that Yeshua, it's not going to bother him. He's a great son, it's not going to bother him. And that we changed his name to Yeshua Bin Nun, even though it takes away this covet that it's Al-Shem Bina, people are going to think it's Al-Starizel's reason. And that's the man of Shat and Tag Mirinsen Ben Aziel. Yeah.